This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller. Practice session is over with, and we'll have Bob come on with us around 5:40 to give us some of the breakdown of practices on our triple option feature. And at 6:20, Jeff Nowak will join us to talk about the practice sessions and what he saw, and also some of the injuries that occurred during the game, I guess, Sunday, and some of the updates on it on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line from the RU Sirius Network. Blake Ruffino covering the LSU Fighting Tigers. Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Blake, when we had Brian Kelly on the last time, one of the things he emphasized quite a bit was that the building of the offensive and defensive lines were a priority from him from day one. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see that now. And kind of multiple sets along the offensive line. We got to see Zalen's Hurd playing at the right tackle position. I'm not sure that he's going to be the starter. It's going to be Emery. But I think to get him that opportunity to play and get some experience, DJ Chester now looks as though, because Charles Turner is a TKO in the second round. You thought there was going to be a battle for the center position, you know, it was a quick knockout. And now DJ getting that time in, and certainly we see it along the defensive line also. That, to me, is a big key for the Tigers. They didn't have that last year at all.
They did not, Mike. And, I mean, look, I agree with you. We talked about this on my show a lot last night about Lance Hurd. And, look, is he going to be special? Yes. Okay. Can he go out there game one against Jared Verse? Mike, where do you have Jared Verse as your pick? Is he top five?
No, he's a top 20 pick, though.
Okay, so a top 20 pick and a true freshman that probably should ultimately, you know, I mean, he's not ready. You know, like, so Savion Jones taught him a lesson in the scrimmage on Saturday. I mean, he hit him with that dip and rip, and it was it was pretty nice. So – but the thing about that, though, Mike, is in the running game, he dominated. So they have, I think, seven guys, really eight, because I think Marlon Martinez can play a little bit, really eight guys that can come in and play for you, Lunsford, Hurd, and Martinez being those rotational pieces. And DJ Chester hadn't been bad at center, didn't have a bad snap on Saturday, that's for sure. The O-line looks good, and they're winning those one-on-one reps. Emory Jones looked really good against Terrell Perkins last Saturday too. That O-line has really been a big key for them, and probably why in the last 3 weeks this offense has looked as good as it's had is because James just had time to throw, and they've come after him, and they've come after him a lot. Mike, I mean, I counted at least four times they sent blitzes after Jaden Daniels, and O-line picked it up. And so they look good. D-line, though, Mike, I continue to look at Savion Jones as a freak of nature.
Yes, he is.
You know, he is – I mean, he looks every bit of 280, 290, and the speed has not really gone away from him too much. I think he's got a little – you know, I mean, heck, you put on 45 pounds. I mean, you might lose a little, but, I mean, you couldn't really tell it. He's really looked good, and we'll see what happens when Mason comes back. But both lines of scrimmage have been battling all summer that we've been out there. Coach Kelly's given us the gracious part of being out there for all practices. So you're right, Mike. It's been a very big time matchup, if you will. It kind of just reminded me of the LSU of old, to be real with you, how good they've looked up there. So I'm really pleased of what they've done.
one of the things you and I agree upon, and man, I heard it from people, oh, Caleb Jackson, he doesn't look good in the early practices. Because I told everybody, ain't no way he ain't no red shirt. He is not redshirting on this team. And why would you? Okay, because he's the type of guy that he can play at the next level. But he's a special cat now as a running back and also as a receiver coming out of the backfield. Okay, he might have struggled early on in the practice sessions. You watched him in that controlled scrimmage, and he was a tilt-the-field guy. But you and I have agreed on that he is going to find a spot somewhere, sometime on this roster where he's going to get more than just a couple of carries, that he might be the man somewhere.
Yeah. Well, and Mike, here's a question that, you know, when people continue to bring up to me about him, about, well, can he pick up the pass, you know, can he pick up pass blitzes and things like that? My question is kind of going back to Orgeron a little bit and just saying, why would I do that? Put him out in the flat, make him miss, well, you know,
yes,
make some defenders miss, give him the ball out in space. What do you want? What do you mean you want him to block? He's not better blocked. To put him out there in space in the flat, do something with him. Mike, he had two touches on Saturday, 95 yards and two touchdowns. By the way, it was his only two touches of the day. So, I mean, this kid's something special, and I've tried to tell people over and over again, I don't know how you're going to keep him off the field. Now, week one, okay, like getting his feet up under him.
I get
maybe
that.
Maybe we see him more.
I get that.
You know, right. Maybe we'll see him more against Grambling, and that's fine. But at the same time, he's hitting home runs. Mike, this isn't just the first time. It's just the first time that everybody's really seen it. You know, two Saturdays ago, he caught a ball in the flat and took it for 25 yards, right, with the first team. Like, this isn't something that is just remotely new, but he only did that once. So I look at him as a guy, Mike, that I don't know of a great comparison, but he is just so well in space. He made, and I kind of joked with Wes Weeks about this, I was like, man, did you think that big man could move side to side that quickly? He goes, no, I thought he was going to run me over. So it just goes to show you a back that's 225, 230 pounds moves like that, and he catches really well. He's very fluent in his motion. He's going to have to see playing time, because if you're having struggles running the ball, put him in there, because he can get you 4 or 5 yards in that, throwing the ball out in space. He is a special young man. I am really excited that the future that he has, and I know that they have Trey Holly, but my goodness, I just don't understand how they're not going to be able to get this young man the ball.
Blake, one of the things at cornerback, I think we're starting to get a much clearer picture now with Alexander and Chestnut being the two outside guys at corner. And we all know one thing, if there's a strength other than the linebacking core to front seven, is, man, you're pretty good at the safety position. You got some talent at the safety spot. Does it look much clearer to you at the corner position that Alexander and Chestnut, barring an injury, I'd be surprised if you didn't see those two guys as your starting cornerbacks come when you crank it up against Florida State?
I wouldn't be surprised, Mike, if that is the two boundary. Deuce Chestnut wasn't hurt, and this is the second scrimmage in a row that they've thrown Sage Ryan out there on the boundary. So I don't know that yet, Mike, because I'm just going to be nice here, and I think I'm being nice. They've been getting roasted, okay? Don't let that scrimmage fool you on Saturday by the stats. They had four drops. Brian Thomas had two. Malik Nabers had one. Kyron Lacy had another. And so, Mike, they have that right boundary corner has not played to snuff right now. They've been rotating it out. They put in Harris. They put in Chestnut. They now moved Sage Ryan out to boundary corner, and then moved Greg Brooks into the slot. Now, safety, right. I agree with you. They don't have a problem there. But Mike, if you would have told me a month ago that out there in the boundary, I'm like, I would have said, all right, well, who's hurt? Who's getting beat? And, okay, well, offensively, we must be pretty darn good then. Well, Mike, they're not hurt. right? And so I do have worries. I do have concerns about one of those boundary corners. If there's any time for Denver Harris to make a stand, and I know that he hadn't done it yet, if there's time, because, Mike, he's talented, right? Like, he's got the tools and traits.
We've never questioned the talent is between the ears.
All of it. And Mike, we need it. I mean, and look, I listen to guys like you, and I know that when you look at a championship team, you take it with a fine-tooth comb, right? You pick out the little imperfections here and there. And that's what I'm doing, and I get it. But, Mike, but to be that, you've got to be able to – like, so I have my practice notes right here. Okay, Mike, in 7-on-7, the quarterbacks combined went for 18 for 21 with 4 touchdowns. Like, I get it. I know that it's 7-on-7, but you mean to tell – Mike, I've played a lot of football in my lifetime. I've been at a lot of practices. You mean to tell me you're not running man-to-man coverage on the goal line? Because I promise you will. Okay? So it's just they've had issues so far at that one boundary corner. If they can figure it out, and look, to Jane Daniels' credit, Mike is where he's going every time. Oh, Malik Nabers got man-to-man coverage on the outside? See ya. And they've gotten beat with it. So maybe it's just Malik Nabers. Maybe I'm overanalyzing it. I don't know.
Aaron Anderson, because Brian Ooh. Really he doesn't a lot of times give praises out. He throw them around like manhole covers. But, man, he really went out of his way to talk about Aaron Anderson as the return guy. And, you know, we saw him enough at Edna Carr, and he had some injuries. Nick Saban talked about him early on in camp at Alabama, and yep. then he got hurt. The impact he could have for this football team in the return game, and also as a slot receiver, as running the jet sweep. Man, Aaron Anderson, he's built for that. You know who he reminds me a lot of? The kid we just saw Sunday play the Saints, Darius Davis from West Feliciana Ooh. When he was at TCU.
Mm-hmm.
That's my comp to Aaron Anderson.
Well, and Mike, I mean, you don't have to pencil it in about him returning punts and kicks. You can go ahead and put that one in stone. Because there's nobody else that they're really utilizing. So you know that you feel a lot better there. Special teams, look, I hate to say this, but, you know, and because this came at a cost of Coach Lindsey, and God bless him, and we're praying for him. Bob Yacko, special teams-wise, I mean, you got to give the man a little credit. I mean, you got Ramos hitting, but Aaron Anderson has been – I mean, what they're doing in special teams right now, Mike, has been really good. I mean, they didn't let him get hit, but, I mean, he returned one before he even got touched. He was 24 yards down the field. So, special teams-wise, I like Aaron Anderson a lot, obviously. But, Mike, the big thing is they threw him a screen pass. They've thrown him multiple screen passes this summer, and he's taken it to the house. He took a jet sweep to the house. We talked to Greg Brooks. First question I asked Greg Brooks coming out the gate was, what about Aaron Anderson? He goes, Blake, you took a jet sweep and took it to the house on me. I didn't touch him. So I agree with you, Mike. They're going to utilize him in that. And him and Kyron Lacy are going to rotate in that slot, at least what we've seen so far. And I don't mind that. I don't mind that one bit. And I think that he's had a little bit of the dropsies the last week. I think he's, you know, this being his real first camp without having an injury, Mike, maybe it's kind of weighing on him a little bit. But, you know, look, he responds every time. You can tell that Tim and Jaden Daniels really trust one another. And the little man, Garrett Husmeyer, he told us at the end of Saturday, he goes, I'm looking for one. If he's in the general direction of being open, and I'm throwing it. So I think that should tell us all we need to know.
You know, it's interesting you bring up that both Aaron and Kyron, two totally different style receivers playing in the
Completely.
Slot. So if I'm a defensive coordinator, that's going to give me some time to think, because every, you know, you can rotate those guys of playing in the slot of I'm going to maybe have to change up coverage wise, depending on who's that slot receiver, because one's a small receiver, super quick, got great speed. Kyron's a big, tall receiver, great length. Now he's got to catch the ball cleaner than he did a year ago. But man, that to me is intriguing how he's used both those guys in that slot.
No doubt. And Mike, really and truthfully, what we've seen so far, it's been a lot of pick routes with Kyren in that slot too, right? A lot of pick routes that's generated Malik Nabers to get open, big body. And look, I got to give Kyren this, man. He's looked really good. And I know that Brian Kelly talked about this, but the buzz has been somewhat real. And he has been very physical. I mean, Mike, we saw in the spring game, if Harold Perkins had some struggles taking him down, he gets in the end zone. Mike, that's happened the last two Saturdays too, right? Like, he catches the ball, little quick hits, a little quick slant. He's tough to bring down, but he's moving forward. He gets 8, 9, 10 yards and another first down, and they're on the roll. I mean, he is such a big body in that slot. And look, Matt House, his credit, he threw everything he had at Kyren. They put Andre Sam on him. They put Greg Brooks. They even threw in Taviano to try to see if they can get a little bit more physical with him. And, Mike, it didn't work because you're trying to get a slot corner to be physical with that dude. And it's not worked so far. And another thing, too, that I thought was interesting, him in the running game, Mike, is in that slot has been somewhat big because they did a little crack back on the backer, and he was able to get up in there and be physical. So I thought that was a little interesting. Now, when we talked to Denbrock and asked him about that, he said that he likes the physicality from that position. So I thought that in the run game, I thought that was interesting.
I told this to Kyren, I'm going to let you go after this. He came to our pro football combine camp in Thibodaux. I said, hey, just catch the ball like you used to rebound at Thibodaux High School. He said, I got it, coach, I got it. So, you know, he was a really good high school basketball player. Blake, thanks so much joining us. Really appreciate it. We'll be back with you soon because, man, it's heating up and first game's right around the corner. Thank you, brother.
Sir. Thank you guys for having me. Yep, see you.
All righty. Blake Ruffino from Are You Serious Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.